This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The pandemic has many of us spending our money in different ways this year. Another change that made many people reconsider how they spend is the ongoing racial justice movement. As Americans took to the streets to protest, there was also a push to support black-owned businesses, with lists of local restaurants and other stores popping up across the country. We talked with Aaliyah Wanick back in September, who told us the spotlight on supporting black-owned businesses meant her clothing line was booming. We checked back in with her to see how it's kept up.
I would say the past couple of months have been pretty crazy, I guess. I've released a few collections and they've done really well. They've kind of sold out within a couple days. It's pretty disorienting. It's just like I get frazzled a bit to see that level of support. And I'm not trying to say that in a way like I'm not grateful, but it's just this phenomenon that I just haven't experienced before. You know, to look and within 15 minutes, you're getting like 100 orders. I mean, that's insane. I think the big question that I've been trying to answer now is, how do you increase production and try to meet the demand that's coming your way, but then you also don't want to like break your back and break your sewer's back. And it wasn't making sense in any way to triple our production and then still think that she and I could do that. So I have now transitioned to actually two factories locally. You may feel like you may want to invest more when you know it's me or one other person sewing. You know, it feels more personal. And then you say the word factory and that feels like it's getting into some sort of mass production, or it just feels a bit distanced. But with the two factories that I've started to work with, I'm really focusing on my relationship with the owners and with the sewers and making that more personal. So for me, it doesn't feel like there's something that I'm losing, you know, in my value system or what I believe in my brand by working with them. I think it's just the nature of when you're growing, like you're scaling your business. There's just so much growth that has happened. I think the ability to handle this level of, you know, sustained ups and downs with production, with things getting delayed, with a third of my production getting lost. I've just had to say, like, 2020, it's been 2020. That's what 2020 has been doing this whole year, you know, and I've had to be resilient with that.
Aaliyah Wanick, clothing designer and speech therapist in Vallejo, California. Tell us your story at marketplace.org/myeconomy.